Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Well, if you are in the Middle East, the United States Embassy has told anyone who wants to leave Beirut to get out of Lebanon, they better get out. U.S. Embassy in Lebanon issued a video Monday yesterday urging Americans to leave the country before a crisis begins. What do they know that we don't know? We know that there's a crisis coming. Before the crisis begins, 12 children were killed by a rocket strike Saturday in the Golan Heights. Israel has blamed Hezbollah, backed by Iran. Hezbollah denied the responsibility for the attack. Israeli jets hit southern Lebanon on Sunday evening. Retaliation, and Israel is planning a stronger response. We recommend U.S. citizens develop a crisis plan of action and leave before a crisis begins, Rena Bitter, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of Consular Affairs, stating this in a video posted on social media. Should commercial air not be available, individuals already in Lebanon should prep. They should be preppers. They should get food. I'm adding this. We're preppers on this station. These individuals need to prep for long periods of time. Bitter said anyone planning to visit Lebanon should reconsider, given the difficulties that would hinder departure should conflict increase in the region. Well, conflict is going to increase. The importance of preventing escalation. President Isaac Herzog said on Monday, the importance of preventing escalation and discussing efforts to reach a diplomatic solution to months of conflict. Well, the time has run out. Past the time of negotiations. The Middle East is, what was that song? We ain't seen nothing yet. We haven't seen anything yet. Israel is continuing to increase the campaign in Gaza, moving in, pulling back, letting terrorists scurry, and then taking them out. 30 here, 15 there, 90 here, 100 there. They're losing. They can't see the writing on the wall. Netanyahu yesterday, I was talking about Benjamin Netanyahu coming to the U.S. And because of the attack on Saturday on the soccer field with these 12 children being killed, he had to fly back to Israel. And I said it was Vladimir Putin that came to the U.S. and then went and left. No, I apologize for that. My wife told me last night that I had made a mistake. Dang, another one. You know, I have all these articles in front of me, and my eyes are scanning left and right and front, and I should focus. That's what I need to do, is focus. The world needs to focus. The international community is focused on the United States of America. They have never seen such an implosion, such chaos, implosion of a society. Riots, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. We're no different than France, Germany, Egypt. Then you had the presidential race right at the time that we're going into the core part of the election season. The deep state attempts an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. The hidden government, the shadow government. You know, it was when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. He stated that he was going to dismantle the CIA. Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA at that time, Alan Dulles, head of the CIA, immediately set plans in motion using mafia and using every agency available to him, to him and his department, to assassinate John F. Kennedy. Used a Cuban Missile Crisis, used operatives in Cuba, working with the Bushes, and they assassinate the president. Well, this is what had happened, and everything that has happened in the open or in secret is being revealed in the open. This 20-year-old puppet, porno king, guy was the guy was just, I in my view, he had too many demons, and the government was using his psychological problems. They were using him to carry out their plans. And that's just the way it is. Now, the nations are watching the U.S. They are watching what is happening here. And they should. Because empire is in... We are morphing into a nation that in 1 year, the world is not going to, what America has been is morphing into a completely different country, a whole new empire. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Weekdays, Monday through Friday, of course, weekdays, 11 to 1, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The podcast for the first hour will be on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com and both hours on the radio station website at 1360KHNC.com. And then in the evening, 6 to 7, from the towers here in Johnstown, Colorado, the program will be aired, the Present Truth program. And you can stream it also on 1360KHNC.com. I have an article I may get to. The Democratic Vice President frontrunner, he started a spy technology company funded by China. I want to talk about that. There are these mysterious attacks that took place in Germany and in Arkansas. I want to talk about that. One third of the world is under U.S. sanctions because they're trying to de-dollarize. I want to talk about that. The Olympics and the satanic, in-your-face hatred of God, of His Son Christ, of Christianity, of life itself. I want to talk about that. I did talk about the U.S. Embassy warning the people, Americans or whoever, that want to get out of Beirut, they need to get out of Beirut. There was a truck carrying lithium batteries crossed I-15 south of Las Vegas on the way to California, or maybe it was on the way north. I'm not sure which side of the freeway it was on. But these lithium batteries caught fire. 75,000 pounds of lithium batteries. They burned right to the center of the earth. They were so hot. I want to talk about that. And naturally, they didn't burn all the way to the center of the earth. The protests in Venezuela, financed by Washington, D.C., Maduro, he wins the election again. And the U.S. is involved again in another coup. I want to talk about that. So I want to talk about these things. There are other talk show hosts that are presenting much of this. But the changes that are taking place in the country are drastic. They are AB normal. The election, what is happening with this election? The war in the Democratic Party. It is a huge war. It is big. And you have two dynasties. You have the Clintons fighting to continue to direct the wishes of the family, the Rockefeller family. You have Jorge Soros, who during the time before Henry Kissinger died, Kissinger was working on behalf of the Rockefellers. Soros wasn't. Soros was working with other international powers and trying to steer. You had two people, two groups trying to grab the steering wheel. And with Soros, there was Barry Satoro. Barry was supporting Barack. Henry supporting the Rockefellers, Bill and Hillary. Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg, and the Rockefeller interests. There's a war taking place in this country. And when the dust settles, we're having a major fire east of Loveland, Colorado. I left the station yesterday, and it was probably an hour after the blaze had begun west of Loveland. I came in today. The whole northern part of the Weld and Larimer County covered with smoke, just a haze. Visibility, 1 mile. If you're flying any kind of aircraft, you better be instrument only. I don't know how high the smoke goes up, but it is definitely thick. About a mile, that's about it. When this election season, the election season is just like this forest fire west of Loveland. Everything is opaque. Everything is hidden. Nothing detailed. No, there's nothing sharp. You can't piece it together. America is in the greatest change ever in our history. World War I, forget it. Doesn't compare to what's happening right now. No comparison. World War II, no comparison. Vietnam War, no comparison. Kennedy assassination, doesn't compare. Nothing compares in America's history. Nothing is as important as what is happening right now in this election season. The Rockefellers are at war trying to retain power. And there's another group. I say it's got to be Barry. Barry right now has all of the main agencies of this country under his control. I believe they were under the Rockefeller control. That control has been evaporating for maybe 16 years. With the beginning of the end of the Rockefeller dynasty, I believe is in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 21. Isaiah sees, it begins with Babylon is fallen, meaning through the testimony of two, things are established. And the two, the way it phrases it is, Isaiah saw a vision and there were two horses riding. And these horses that were riding had an objective, a purpose, a plan, something to carry out. It was to begin the destruction of Babylon, the United States of America. There are two Babylons, ancient Babylon that sat in the ocean of sand, present-day Babylon that sits in the waters, in the oceans. We sit in between two great oceans, the Gulf in the south also, Great Lakes to the north. We're surrounded by water. And Isaiah, in Isaiah 21, in the deeper meaning, the two horses were riding quickly at all neck break speed, breakneck. And it gives the example of two sparrows. Have you ever watched a sparrow fly? These little guys, they flap 10 times and they take a little dive. They flap 5 times, they go back up to altitude and drop. They're kind of like run, rest, run, rest. Well, these sparrows, in the account of Isaiah 21, they are flying rapidly. Sparrows are quick. And one sparrow, meaning something in the air, hits one tower in 2001, September 11th. One sparrow hits a tower, a plane, maybe. Then another sparrow hits a second tower. It's a sign from God that America is in the last maybe 30 years of its existence. And one tower had a name, Nelson. The other tower, David. The structural, the steel workers, as they were building these towers, they named each tower. One tower, I don't remember which was named Nelson. I don't remember which was named David. I wonder if Nelson's tower was hit first because Nelson died first. But it is a sign from God that America, the beginning of the end, has started for the United States. Also, I believe it has another meaning. It has a meaning that the ruling family of America, the family that owns the country, the beginning of the end, it's the beginning of the end for that dynasty, for that family. And the family rules the country. You see why I want to get to these articles, but I also know that people want to see things are so cloudy, opaque again, and nothing is distinct. People, according to what Christ himself, well, according to the Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 8, verse 19, I think it's verse 19, it says that the whole creation is groaning and waiting for something. They know something is happening, and this is in the decade and the decades before Christ returns. The whole world is waiting expectantly. They're looking for something. They don't know what. It is mature Christians that they're looking for. Christians that are mature in God, that can represent God in a perfect way, represent God and Christ the way they need to be represented. That's what the world is looking for. The world is being represented by the wicked, wicked people. I've got to stop right here. I'll be back in a few minutes. And Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on America's Freedom Network, The Present Truth, with your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return.
Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Present Truth, weekdays, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast for both hours will be on the station site, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth program. The first hour will be archived on podcasts on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. At 6 p.m., we transmit the first hour on 1360 AM radio. You see why I'm having a hard time trying to figure which article should I read first, knowing that the changes happening in this country right now The example, the fire in Loveland. The whole Front Range east of Loveland is full of smoke. I'm sitting in the middle of the a smoke field, this station. From here, you can see, you can't see anything. 1 mile visibility. A plane overhead, maybe at 1,000 feet, would not be able to see the city unless they were a mile away. People trying to figure out, like Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 19, the whole world is expecting something. Something is happening. People don't know what. What is happening? People are looking for hope. And they're looking to the government, El Presidente. They're looking to their employer. There's really no place to look for hope right now. America is in at a point where there is possibilities. Possibly Trump will win. Possibly he won't win. Consequences, if he wins, are going to be wonderful. If he doesn't win, consequences are going to be dire. And if he doesn't win, who is going to replace him? Will it be a female American president? The Bible says no. Kamala Harris will not be president. Who is going to be president? I'll rephrase it. Who is going to be the final president of the United States of America? By 2032, probably early summer, the United States of America is going to cease to exist. We are at the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. If you want to make some money, write the book, The Rise and Fall of Empire. And you can say in the book, an empire was totally burned with fire in the summer of 2032 and ceased to exist as an empire. And the ship captains and all of the companies and corporations internationally that traded with the United States of America, they wept from a distance because there's no one that's going to buy their merchandise any longer. Well, now you can write the book. And you can also put in the book, and in the year 2024, at election time, Donald Trump ended his political career and moved into life. Now, who's going to replace him? Who's going to be the final president or the final ruler of America? Well, there's a battle between the dynasty, the Rockefeller dynasty, and an individual by the name of Barry Satoru. And I don't know exactly. I think it's going to be along the terms of a coup, the destroying of the Constitution. I don't know. But he's going to be the one that's going to lead this country in the decade, he won't be a full decade, in roughly 8 years. Once he resumes power. Strange to even think to even, for me, it's not, it isn't odd for me to present to you what I'm presenting. I don't consider it odd. I don't consider it strange. To me, it's just a matter of fact. Donald Trump is not going to continue. He will not win the election, if there's even an election. If there should be an election, he won't be inaugurated in January 2025. The one that's going to replace Donald Trump and be the final ruler of the United States will be Barry Satoru. That's a Christian name for Barack Obama. Christian not in the sense of his belief. He doesn't believe. He believes in Christ. He knows Christ exists. He knows who his enemy is. The God in heaven, his Messiah, Christ, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Christianity, the nation of Israel, and mankind in general, men, women that will not worship him in the time to come. Does he know? Does he realize who he is, that he's in the Bible? He's almost more talked about in the Bible than other than Christ, than any other person. Well, I have to be careful when I say that, but on the negative side, there's no one spoken of more negatively than Barry Satoru, scripturally, in a negative way, not a positive way. So for me, this is just matter of fact. I'm saying this about what I see and my interpretation of the Bible. You don't have to believe me, but the thing is, by my presenting this to you, when things start to develop, then it's an indicator that you will know we are in the decade before Christ returns, and you're going to have to make spiritual changes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
with the changes coming to this country, like I ended by saying in the last segment, God is going to give the world signs so that the world will know that he exists, that he's coming, he's going to return. Because if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. There won't be an aspen tree, a cedar tree. There'll be nothing. Man will cease to, mankind will cease to exist. The earth will not hold any form of life. The seas will die. There will be no mold, nothing. The world will be completely barren if Christ does not return. Christ is saying he must return, because if he doesn't return, there will be no flesh saved. And forests will be completely destroyed. And he's warning, and he's saying that there's only one individual that can redeem the whole creation back to himself. A creation that there are these corporations that are destroying the earth. He's going to come to destroy those who destroy the earth, the environment, and mankind. There are people presently who absolutely hate Christ. They know he exists. But I'm going to tell you, as the world begets, as the world progressively, as it gets harder to live, to exist, to make it, people are finally going to give, and they're going to ask for Jesus Christ to help them, for Yeshua, the Messiah, to help them. This is the world that we're moving into. Only God himself and his Messiah can help mankind. America is in a shift, a change, like this people of this country cannot grasp. Germany went through a change within a year, a major change, and the people of Germany couldn't grasp it. There was nothing to buy if they had the money to buy it. They were from a intelligent, great society to poverty, to a beggar society. A great change took place in Germany. Same with Russia. And what happened in China, what is happening in China? You have the communist, CCP, Chinese Communist Party, led by Xi Jinping. He's trying to take over the government. There's a big change taking place in China. Xi Jinping wants to rule, control the government. With the government, all of these ancient Chinese families that have ruled China have educated their children generation to generation to rule that country. Xi wants to eliminate these people. They're too powerful. Mao tried to do it in the 60s, and it failed. No, it wasn't Mao. I'm sorry. I can't remember who it was. There's too many Chinese names that I can't remember. But in this country, we are at that junction. We're going to change, and the American people, as we go into 2025, there aren't going to be very many people wishing you a happy new year. You're going to be, I think this is the beginning now in this country where people who don't know God are going to cry out to God. And many, many of the Christian evangelical family that should know God aren't going to understand what will occur either. When Donald Trump leaves office, the great change is coming. A great, great change. With Loveland and this fire up there, the whole, everything east of Loveland going south to, halfway to Longmont, Colorado, but east, and then all up north of Fort Collins, visibility 1 mile. That's the visibility of the people in this election season. They cannot see. Kamala, it appears as if Kamala has a 10-point lead on Trump. This is all smoke and mirrors. The people in the Democratic Party, they're going to get their wish. They're going to get the person that they want to rule this country. It's not Donald Trump. They're going to get their wish. Once they get their wish, it's going to be too late. And they're going to realize that they didn't see clearly. They were in an opaque, smoky environment, and they couldn't see the changes taking place. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Thank you.
The Present Truth on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com daily, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. And also the podcasts are on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com for both hours. The first hour will play or will be on podcasts on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And tonight at 6 o'clock, this will be aired on our transmitter, 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, Northern Colorado. The big change, Kamala. Well, the world's not going to be listening, won't have to put up with her cackling for much longer. She won't be president in about, what is it, here in August? Was it the middle of August when they have the Democrat convention? We're going to see. By that time, the smoke here in northern Colorado should be cleared out. The fire to the west of Loveland in the mountains there is 0% contained. Yes, you heard me right. 0%. I'm sorry, 0%. I don't know why I said consent. What am I thinking? It is 0% contained. And so this means today, probably tomorrow, they have helicopters moving in, moving out. I don't think that they're probably using those big bombers that drop that retardant. But the blanket of smoke is so heavy coming to the east off the mountains, you can't see a thing. I think the people in Loveland, I don't know what they're going through. The smoke is thick. But in the meantime, this election season is just as opaque. So it is cloudy. You cannot see clearly what's happening. Trump is 10 points down. Kamala, 10 points up. No. Mainstream media is fudging numbers, moving, shifting numbers. The machine is operating. They're putting it into high gear. Six speed. The machine has kicked in. All the mainstream media. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need BleedStop. It's a safe in the wound, non-stinging, FDA